Attorney Peggy Litswalo on the line. Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon, my big brother, and how are you? And thank you for welcoming me and afternoon to your listeners.
Awesome stuff. We continue with our series, Yomshato. Kaningi singena einkingeni ngenxa yokunga research yokungahloli ukuthi bese siyavumelana nomuntu wami ukuthi siyoshata umshado obani sithi sesingaphakathi kube sekungajikeki kungakhona ukubuyela emuva sekukuthi uma ngabe sithi sibuyela emuva kuyoqhuma divorce. Now today we're looking at getting married out of community of property. What does this mean?
Out of community of property, it's two ways. It's with accrual and without accrual. With accrual, it's what you have accrued or the growth of your income or the growth of your of your profit, of the assets within the marriage.
Yes.
But without accrual, it means that it is, we call it a completely out of in community of property, which means that it's a totally separation of the assets. You've got what is yours, and she's got what is hers. But then, for the accrual to be valid, it must be executed before a public notary. A public notary is an attorney who has written a test here in South Africa, and being appointed by the High Court to be a public notary. Hmm. So based on that, then you can now write the so-called document called an antenuptial contract. An antenuptial contract will state to say that these are the things that you came with in the marriage with, and these are the things that you did not come in the marriage with. So it is very important first to understand the so-called income of property, marriage out of control of property with accrual or without accrual.
What are the benefits of either or?
There are certain disadvantages and advantages. With accrual, they call it an in community of property in delay, because once the spouse has passed away, then whatever that you had will be divided equally. But then the out-of-community of property without accrual, that means that you are able to act on your own without the consent of the other spouse. And secondly, you can enter into a contract, any contract without the spouse. And you can also, accrue everything that you came with into the marriage, whether what you have gained and what you have not gained, also before the marriage and after the marriage. That is the disadvantage and the advantages.
Does it also mean that mangne ikwelete, ikwelete zam,
it's
yours, even though I am married?
Yes, it's yours.
If I have businesses, they are mine alone. My partner does not
get into it.
Got young sebenzela lena Mr. Litswalo. Go by.
Yeah, most of the people most of the people they opt for it, but when love, they say love is blind.
Kuba likhulu lokumtshela lo muntu wakho uthando lusese pink ukuthi baby phela njoba singena kulomshado imoto yami ke ufuna uyiboleke mawuyidinga. Umani nje ayiyona yakho.
Yes.
Mr. Litswalo, thank you so much. Next week,
thank you so much, my brother.
Where do we take this series?
Next week, we'll have to look at, maybe we can also look at the criminal cases that one is facing, and maybe the rights of an accused person. We have to look into that. We can also touch into that.
Super stuff. This is attorney
Peggy
Litswalo. We're doing Legal Wednesdays each and every Wednesday, 22:05. Thank you so much, sir. We're chatting to you again next week.